Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing and fabulous and incredible and magnificent and so very loved and, yes, darn sexy people. Hi, I'm coming to you from Detroit, Michigan, in yet another fabulous hotel room. And, boy, I've got some really exciting new information for you. I'm telling you this, I am wellness, I am the light of love, is just breaking open all kinds of new information, new understanding, and breaking down the barriers. If you want to talk to the channel, please press star 1 now so we can get you in the lineup. Okay, I can't believe it. I'm thrilled to say we're already half booked for Creation Station. My training for this work that happens on August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. My God, do we have a great time, guys. You expand, you learn a lot, you understand the work, you really get it down, and we just bond and have the greatest time together. So if you are interested, sign up at imdwallace.com or email us if you have any questions. There are payment plans available, but you have to email us to set that up. Okay, and the August webinar is going to be on being switched. Now, you hear me talk a lot about on the show when I'm working with people, oh, wait a minute, you're switched. And I have this very quick way of showing you how to switch yourself. Well, now all this new information is coming in about being switched and how important it is for the creation process. What happens, and it can happen really both ways, is when you take a hit from life or something emotionally affects you, that can create your energy become switched. And when your energy becomes switched, you feel like you don't know. You feel like kind of you're maybe in a cloud, right? In a fog. And so what that does is that starts sending out confused signals out into the universe. Well, you know why that's so important? Because what you send out is returned to you. So if you keep sending out confused signals and signals of I don't know and I'm in doubt and I'm in fear, then you will start reaping that back in the experience of your life. Or, you know, you can be switched, which creates holding you in the state of doubt, which again sends out a confused signal. And, you know, that's why I keep telling you it's so very clear. Know what you want. State in the positive what you want. This all came about because I hadn't really decided what the webinar the last week of May was going to be about. I wait to get the information. And I got this quite enormous news from my bank that my interest rates were going up. And by the way, I have to pay everything in full now. which means my mortgage payment more than doubles. Yeah, talk about taking a hit. Now, so you understand the process. What that did was that hit my little girl right in the solar plexus. My little girl who never had enough money, who always lived in fear, are we going to still have our house, right? And I want you to notice this is connected to the house. So I'm aware, I'm conscious. As soon as it happened, I realized it was my little girl. I could walk myself through going, okay, that doesn't have anything to do really with the present moment. Right now, you know you have enough. But my little girl kept wanting to pull me back and go, no, 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 we should be afraid. Oh my God, how are we going to do this? This is double what you, you know, how are you ever going to do this? What if you don't work, right? And that's what happens to us. So then I had to take her and go, look, I'm reparenting you right now. And we're not going to do this. This is not going to serve us in handling this and saying, okay, how can I, what steps can I take to make this better, rectify it, change it, create the money to do it easily and effortlessly. And literally, I've been going back and forth. That's how strong these fears and old belief systems are, guys. And then that led me, and this is the big information, so everybody listen, to the core belief, no matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. And according to the channel, every piece of energy holds that belief. That's a pretty staggering statement. Every piece of energy holds that belief. And that belief is going to switch you. It's going to make you go into doubt and make your energy get all funky. And that's what you start then sending out to the universe. Now, I know y'all identify with this from the private sessions that I do. So no matter what we do, it all works. And we joyfully keep creating everything we want. Let's do it again. No matter what we do, it all works, always. And we joyfully continue creating everything we want. I am wellness around all of this. I am the light of love. Which, by the way, everybody just put their hand out like they're going to shake hands with somebody. Oh, hi, I'm Dee. Or say your name. Hi, I'm... Now, I want you to put your hand out again and go, hi, I'm wellness. Now, put your hand out again and go, hi, I'm the light of love. You see, you can feel the difference in really claiming who you are as being that, just like your name. Okay, so... invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. Invoke the violet flame and the golden light. And we are going to the calls. Miss Susan, you're on.
I knew I'd be first. Interesting. I've not been feeling very well lately. I went to a chiropractor that does muscle testing, and she's found some things with my thyroid, and also then I have a problem with aluminum, and I kind of wanted to get an idea. They've got supplements to help get me balanced, but she said that my health, generally speaking, isn't all that great.
What do you know, Susan?
I know that I'm the creator of my reality in my
world.
What
do you know about your health?
Yeah, right now it's not doing too good. I'm not feeling good. So I need
okay,
to...
well, Yeah, but see, this is exactly what they're talking about. You have to stay in your knowing that you are the creator of wellness, that you literally are wellness. You are the state of wellness, and you are the light of love that creates that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get a yes that you do have aluminum. There's a blood test you can take to verify that. There's chelation therapy. Guys, I have to tell you, most of us have heavy metals in our brain. We're just surrounded by too many toxins. You don't want to have heavy metals in your brain or your blood. So there is a way to detox called chelation therapy. That once you know you have that, you can do it quickly through a blood, some kind of blood technique, or you can do it with pills, which is what my doctor recommends over a course of 5 to 6 months. You take one pill a day. I'm not a doctor. I am just telling you what my doctor is and has done with me around heavy metals. Okay? It's not life-threatening, Susan. All right? It's just something that can... heavy metals can make you think kind of in a fog. They affect your energy level. So... You can research all this online, and you should. But the channel is urging you to stay in your knowing and not get switched by this information. That's not going to serve you. What was the other thing?
Thyroid. Thyroid.
Okay. Have you had your thyroid checked with a blood test?
Not yet. I'm going to set that up this week.
Okay, you make sure, first of all, you know, are you on any thyroid medication?
Yes, I am on some medications that are making me feel like, well, they're not making me feel very good, let's put it that way.
Okay, well, you know you don't want to take your thyroid the day you have it tested.
Right, I'm not taking thyroid medication. It's different medication.
Okay, I was talking about thyroid medication.
Oh, no, so, I'm not taking thyroid medication.
And also make sure they do the TS3 and the TS4 because a lot of doctors don't, and you don't really get a clear, accurate reading, according to my doctor, unless you do that.
Okay,
again, not a doctor. I'm talking to you from...
I understand. No,
well, hold on. I'm being corrected. I'm also, this is also coming from the channel, but it's also based on my personal appearance. Okay. Now, since we work with energy, what's going on with that guy you met?
He's not everything that I wanted.
Okay. Stop there. Because that's one of the biggest reasons energetically that you aren't feeling too awfully well. Okay, and we're going back to the core belief that I talked about at the beginning of the show. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. That's what it plugs you into. Oh, see, I picked the wrong guy again. It didn't work. Okay, again, everybody, listen. Your past creation has nothing to do with your future creation. So you look at the good things about him that you liked, and you said, I want more of that. You look at the things that were lacking and put in the positives so that your complete picture of who you want to attract is in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're talking about personally around your own creation, Susan, and you got to rebalance yourself from that.
Okay, he did say he would help me, like, with my gardening work that really needs some help, so.
Well, that's lovely.
So
that's the good part of him. That's the part that you want to keep, somebody who's supportive and helpful to you. That's one of the qualities. But the qualities you don't want, replace them with the positive qualities that you do want. So you start imagining, feeling into, and attracting the whole package that you want. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, babe. I love you.
I love you, too. All right, Davina in Colorado, you're on.
Hello, you wonderful, darn, sexy, awesome, blocking you.
Hello, darling. What's up?
Okay, so I guess we're going to stick with the medical. Is my depression, anxiety something that, you know, was part of the contract or something coming in?
What whoa. Right there, what you said was you have a belief in a contract? Now, if you have a belief in a contract, Davina, that goes absolutely opposite to create my own life.
Okay.
So which one do you want? Because you're going to cancel out your success in your own creation if you believe you've made a contract to be depressed.
Well, I definitely want the power to not be depressed.
Say it in a positive.
I have the power to not be depressed.
Nope. That still tells your brain to focus on depression. What's the opposite of depression?
I am wellness.
What?
I am wellness.
Okay. So, you know what? I feel good and happy and joyful and positive all the time. That's my new contract. That's my new intention and contract with myself. You know, you guys, and I know the medical community really feeds into this, like you have no power over depression. Nobody's saying it's easy, but I'm saying you do have power over it. And if you need to take medication while you are learning that you have power with your I am presence over it, then that's what you need to do. But you also need to keep exercising the muscle of your I am presence. Now, the first thing that hit me, Davina, when you said that is, my God, you sounded so up and happy and joyful. I can't even imagine you're depressed. So you're not depressed right now, are you?
No.
Okay. So what's the trigger, Davina? What's the trigger that allows Davina to go, oh, I guess I should be depressed now?
There's just so much going on in my life that I hit overwhelm and...
Then don't. You see, you identified the problem as soon as I asked you. And you still choose to go out and allow yourself to get overwhelmed so that you can then be depressed. So then you can use that not to do all the things that keep you in overwhelm. I hope you followed that, because that was genius, what they just gave you. Do you understand?
I understand, but I mean, I take the medication. This is decades long. I'm just...
Yes, but they're saying other than the medicine, they don't want you doing anything that keeps you in overwhelm anymore. Say no and take care of yourself that way first. Because right now it's just a vicious circle, and you keep imploding back upon yourself because you will not love yourself enough to take care of you first. Is that accurate?
I don't know, because things have been in such, you know, chaos since my son left his body that, you know, there's just been no stability, you know, any type of groundedness, you know, for, you know, over 2 years now.
Oh, but, you know, so, okay, so what you just said to me is, and I'm being really tough love here with you, but they really want you to get through this. What you just said was, I am using the death of my son to stay depressed and in overwhelm, so I can't be happy again, so I'll pay for the death of my son. Do you really think that's what he wants, sweetheart?
Well, I know that is probably not what he wants, but that doesn't seem to, like, change and shift me. So, I mean, and it, you know, it's better, but, I mean, yesterday.
If it's better, then you know you can do it. If it's better, but you have to give up this belief system that you are honoring him by continuing to grieve and bring yourself down. That's absolutely the antithesis of honoring somebody. Look, I've talked to so many people on the other side, my Chris included. Go, be happy, be joyful. That's all we want for you. Live in love. That's all they want for us. So if we really want to honor them, I'm not saying you forget them. If you really want to honor them, go celebrate your own life in their name. And the channel is saying, if you catch yourself right at the beginning, you will see how this is connected to all this, and you will be able to pull yourself back, Davina, by choice. Okay? Not to go off your meds because you're dependent on them right now, but to start working with this so ultimately you can, if you believe it's possible. All right, baby, you can do this. You can. Okay? Just have a little faith. Have a little faith in yourself and your I Am presence. And just every time something comes up, go, do I really want to do this, and is this taking care of me? Because that's my intention, to be happy today in the name of my son. All right, baby, thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
We are going to Korea. We leave tomorrow at noon.
Oh, awesome. Oh, have a brilliantly fabulous, incredible time.
Yeah, and I'm here all week long. I emailed you. I broke my toe last weekend, and you brought back to me the hidden belief related to that, that I'll never be good enough. And I've been working all week. A week ago, I had no idea how this could happen, that we could go on this trip. And
yep.
It's just, I've been staying with, it is possible. I am the miracle. I am absolutely good enough. And I had a slight shift when you said it was a hidden belief. That statement, I'll never be good enough, I've related to that as through doing things. I'll never, you know, achieve enough or be successful enough. But what flashed to me was this very little girl feeling,
yeah,
of be a good girl, and I'll never be good enough, as in I'm bad.
Yeah.
You know, not anything I'm doing, but something about me.
Yep.
Being
I get a
not,
yes on that.
Oh, it was huge, and it shifted everything. Because
awesome.
Then I said, oh, my God, not only am I absolutely more than good enough, but I am goodness itself.
Oh, beautiful.
And,
yes, Emily. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a question. The toe's healing great. Now I'm covered in mosquito bites, the whole left side of my body mostly, they're all on. And just, you know, how do I keep, you know, what's up with that? And how do I keep creating this trip powerfully and beautifully?
Well, I think, can't you answer that yourself?
Yes.
How you create anything is to feel good about it.
Yes.
If I can say it in a nutshell, just keep feeling good about it, feeling good about you. Feeling good about the trip, feeling good about the experience, feeling good about the world. My God, no greater time to go to Korea energetically than when all of this breakthrough is happening.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled about that. I will be balancing energy and, you know, holding it all in the love.
Feel good. As far as the mosquito bites, the channel's saying, they're just mosquito bites, dude. There's really not anything behind them. But if you want to, anything medical, any subject, no, eat more garlic.
Okay.
How
funny.
Well, mosquitoes and spiders and all that, they don't like garlic at all.
Okay.
So if you're emanating garlic from your skin, which you do if you eat it, you know, they'll pretty much stay away from you. Hold on. We both want the highest answer. Yes. Is anybody switched? No. That's the highest. So it really no meaning behind it. That's a true statement. The foreshadowing, that's a true statement. So it's just, they're going, no, they're just freaking mosquito bites that you ran into. Do you eat sugar? They like sugar,
way less, but lately I have.
Okay.
I was.
Go to garlic. All right.
Beautiful.
I'm seriously not getting anything else, Emily.
No,
you know?
I love it, and that is such an affirmation for me that, you know, it's like, and I think the channel maybe last time said, just keep doing what you're doing and just go to Korea. And I just decided I'm going. And then
good.
It all happened. Thank you.
Isn't that amazing? See, that's the difference between I want to go and I'm going.
Yeah.
Because once we say I am, whatever follows that, then the energy has to fulfill. That's why I'm urgently trying to get all of you to say what you want in the positive instead of, well, you heard an example on the show, what I want by stating the negative of what I don't want.
Yeah.
And that puts out a mixed signal.
I've been working every day with I Am Wellness, I Am the Light of Love.
Me too.
And the breathing.
Me too. Those three things have gotten me through. This is my biggest piece of dog poop. And so for me to handle this and stay balanced is a huge pony for me. Right? When I stay balanced and go home and create a positive result from all this, it's going to add to what I know about my own power. If I didn't stay on top of it, keep rebalancing, keep claiming I am wellness, then I slide back into the negative again and forget who I am, go into doubt and lose my power and go, oh, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. Here I thought I was just getting ahead, but no matter what I do, it's not going to work. See, we don't want to, you've got to be parenting yourself consciously, that you always bring yourself back, always, okay?
Yes, yes.
You better call
Beautiful.
Us when you get home and let us know how your trip went.
Oh, yes. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, darling. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dee. I love you.
Yeah, I love you. All righty. We're going to Daniel in Arizona. Hi.
Hi, Miss Magnificent.
How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing so amazingly, incredibly fantastic and wonderful. Things are flying. Just opened a show that I've designed, both costumes, wigs, and puppets, and it's all been so incredibly well received. It's amazing.
Oh, beautiful, honey.
And in the process, I kept coming across one little thing that I'm going, okay, what is the discernment on this? Why is this one popping up? That when I thought I was clearly stating what needed to happen, what notes needed to be done on things, that it was getting interpreted incorrectly, and what was coming back was completely the wrong thing.
No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. All right, so let's leave and lose the last part of that statement. Let's just start, all of us, working with no matter what I do, it's not going to work. Because a lot of us keep trying, is what you've just described. But no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So that can mean that part of it works because you're partly working through it. That means that none of it can work. That means that all of it can work, but not the way you want it to. If you have this belief, it expresses itself in a myriad of different ways. The other thing that Channel wants to point out to you, Daniel, is, and now can you say to me exactly what you said before? What was happening?
That when I was giving a note on how to finish something in the costume, what came back?
Yeah, but that's not what you said. You said something like what needed to be done.
What needed to be done was done, what came back backwards, reversed.
Okay, then you're switched, babe.
Huh.
Are you working with your pendulum? Is he switched right now? Yep. Okay. Make a fist with your fingers pointing toward your eyes. On the count of three, you're going to bring your fist toward your eyes and pop your fingers open like a firework. One, two, three. Is he switched now? No. That unswitched you. Okay. So that is literally a definition of being switched. Because the words you're saying don't match the signal that you're putting out, and it confuses people. And they can look right at you and go, yeah, I understand. But they're hearing mixed signals because they're reading the energy as well as the words you're saying. Do you understand?
Completely.
This is what I need you to do. This is what has to be done. Something, do we have enough time to do this? Something between you and Al switched you emotionally. Hold on, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Sometime, give or take some days, around 3 weeks ago. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go in and out when you're switched.
Right.
You know, you can go back into balance and then you fall back into, well, whenever you feel good, you go back into balance. And then when you get annoyed or judgmental or anything like that, you go out of balance and you become switched again. So that's a perfect example. And channel saying, and that's why we gave you the subject to do for the next webinar, because we've really never explored it. I've just told you how to get in switched.
Right.
Right? I'm not getting that there's anything else, Daniel. It's, oh, there is one last thing. They want you to start seeing the world as a world that totally understands you and what you say. And I think we went through that with UNL too. I see the world seeing me as someone to totally understand and get.
All righty.
So many of us guys worked on ourselves so much, but we have not worked on how we think the world sees us. And if you're limiting that, then you're limiting yourself, because that's part of you. Got it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, baby. Thank you. That was pretty awesome. Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Phyllis, you're up.
Oh, hey, Dee. I just had a testimonial. I talked to you about doing some international travel. And, once I really made the commitment, it's just like, boom, all these things started happening.
Thank you.
I know. It's like, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. So
yeah, it's pretty crazy to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like you walk in somewhere and say, here, let me give you this, and this is, you don't have to pay, and that's just what I need for my trip. Thank you.
Yep. I mean, when one truly commits, this is a famous quote, and I wish I could remember who said it. When one truly commits, all the energy of the universe conspires to bring about his commitment. That's not a direct quote.
Part of that, you know, I was like focusing on the negative, and then it's like, that's so easy. I just started going, okay, who are the good photographers out there? Where are they? Okay, they're there. I'm going.
Yeah,
you know,
thank you.
I'm gonna go hang out with
them. I do know, and you really got that in your last private session. You really, really got how you kept seeing the world as a limited vision of what you wanted. And once you got that, everything can turn around. That's awesome. That's an awesome follow-up to Daniel's call, because that's exactly what we were talking about. Cool.
And I had some hesitation at first. Why did this country come? What? And then it turns out it's like everybody's like, can't wait to see you. You know, everybody we've been reaching out to people on Facebook and stuff and Instagram. They're like, can't wait till you get here. You know?
Yeah. Good. Great for you, Phyllis. So, you got it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got it. I can even hear the difference in the vibration of your voice, baby. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, guys, I can say it, but you're the one that shifts it. So pat yourselves on the back. Go buy yourself a beer and have some fun. Evelyn in Texas, you're on.
Hi, wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful friend. You had health up, so I guess that's why I'm calling. I noticed that right while they were starting to introduce, it came up that I needed to push one, see if there was something I needed to hear, and I'm not sure exactly what it was about, but I followed through and did it. I have been in a lot of pain lately, so.
One of our community sent me a protocol and a book, sent me the information on it, and she said she uses this technique and literally it takes her about 5 minutes to get rid of some pretty heavy pain. So I've got to go back over my emails and find that, because I've been traveling, and I will put that information on the next e-blast.
Oh yeah.
And Evelyn, what I want you to do is email me and remind me to do that because I'm traveling. Will you do that?
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do that. And I have one other question.
Well, hold on
okay.
a minute. I don't know. They don't want to go to pain, but they're giving me the word depression.
Yes, sometimes I feel depressed. I'm on and have been on medication forever. If I try to get off it, it's not very good. I cry at the drop of a hat.
Okay, again, I would very much like you to have your adrenals checked. I'm not a doctor, but what
okay.
you just said is the quintessential, probably the biggest side effect of adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
You cry at the drop of a hat, and you also get angry, and you can't control
yeah.
your positive thinking. Those are all signs of adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
Most doctors will put you on antidepressants.
Yeah.
So it's worth a shot, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
To have your adrenals checked to see if you might need some raw adrenal supplements
yeah.
to go on. And, of course, you need to consult a doctor through all this. But
probably a naturopath type person. Because my regular doctor, it's like she's really good in a lot of ways, but she kind of poo-poos some of this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, adrenal fatigue is not something that most doctors even address.
Right.
I don't know why, because it is a medical condition. But yes, an osteopath, which is a licensed doctor, might address this, a naturopath,
okay.
but you know, you want to make sure. See, my beautiful physician is a licensed doctor, but he does everything with muscle testing.
Right, right.
So I've worked with adrenal fatigue most of my life since I shot Cujo. And I can tell you, when your adrenals are out, you do not function in your life as fully as you and as joyfully and as focused as you do when your adrenals are fully in place. All right, what's
okay.
your next question?
I just wanted to ask, it's actually about my 8-year-old grandson that I have. I've noticed him when I'm trying to... he's done something or something, and I'm talking to him about needing to do things differently. He's popping up with, "I'm just a bad boy." And I've asked him, I've never said that. And
he's gotten it from somebody.
I know, but I can't find out where he's, and I'm not sure what to do other than that's not true. I've never said
okay,
that.
Okay,
yet.
Okay, okay. But you see, you're coming back to him with the negative. You are parenting back to him. It doesn't matter really where it came from.
Right.
It matters. No, darling, you're a good boy. You were made a good boy. Sometimes maybe we do things that grandma and mommy don't like. But that's how you learn, sweetheart. But
yeah,
that's
doing that, and also started. I've actually started doing prayer, more prayer with him, and the angel stuff with him. I just didn't know if there was something else that I needed to do.
Well, I don't get. It's a true statement. He has no negative energy attached to him. Both of us want the highest answer. Has anybody switched? No. They're suggesting that you pick up parent effectiveness training and read it
okay.
and apply some of the apply it I'm telling you, it turned my life with Gabrielle around, parent effectiveness training.
Okay.
And the more you can impart on him that he's a good boy, that he's made out of goodness and love, you know, and you're just trying to help him learn how to make the right choices.
Right.
For him.
Okay.
Not for you. Yes. Not to make you happy.
No,
but
I know.
For him.
And I work at keeping that clear. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I just signed up for Creation Station, got it handled today.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
I'm coming back.
Oh, Evelyn, I'm thrilled, honey. I'm just thrilled. I hadn't seen that today. No. All right.
You know, and I got the payment. All the other times, I couldn't get the payment thing set up, and they approved me, and I was like, yes. So, anyway.
Oh, great, sweetheart. Great.
Everybody. Okay. Thank you. So
all
much.
Right. I'll look forward to playing with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Kim, you're on. What's up?
Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby.
This awesome show, as always. This past week, man, my little girl has just been having a heck of a field day. And I believe I get balanced, and, you know, she just comes back in full force. Have I been, because I was listening to being switched.
You're doing everything right, Kim.
Okay.
You're doing everything right. But as we expand, guys, the big stuff comes up. Really root big stuff comes up. And, man, that's why I shared my own personal story with all of you. It's taken every ounce of energy I've had to stay on top of, oh, my God, I don't have enough, and this is horrible, and what am I going to do, and how am I going to do it, and, you know. And fortunately, my guy knows all about my history and everything. And if I start going there, he says, Dee, has nothing to do with where you're at right now, baby. Has nothing to do with, you know, that's your stuff. That's always been your stuff. Don't let it be your stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what I do with myself. So they're saying, do not focus on the negative of this. This is a positive thing that you've been wanting to look at for a long time, and practice the muscle of your I am presence and bringing yourself back, Kim. That's all it is.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Terry in Missouri. Hi, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you. And love your show. Love you. And thank you for what
you
do and what you bring.
Thank you, Terry.
This is my first time, but I've listened to your show before. I've checked out your webpage and love what you do. I run a semi-truck, and I do it solo on my own. It's a piece of my path, but somewhere I feel like I don't have a support group.
Well, I want to bring to your attention the words you just said. I do it solo, and I'm all alone.
Right.
Now, Terry, if we define ourselves as solo and alone, by that very definition, we are.
Okay.
So I drive a semi, and when I'm on the road, I'm driving the semi solo, and in my life, I attract and am surrounded by beautiful, giving people that I share my life with. How does that feel?
Okay.
Is your mind going
work with that?
Well, because you have to shift how you're defining yourself and your life for yourself and your life to start experiencing life in a different way. You
right.
have to define that first. You have to claim that first.
Gotcha.
Okay.
See, because when I've asked, like, my ex to come join me and go, hey, let's go run. You know, let's go team. Let's go be together. We can support each other. And even throughout our marriage, it's still, I don't think he's capable of it.
Well, if you don't think he's capable, then he's not going to be.
Oh.
You see,
right.
How we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see the world seeing us. So right now, you're saying to me, I'm asking my husband to come on a run with me, but I don't think he's capable of doing that.
Right.
So how are you ever going to fulfill that? And if he's not
That's
capable
true.
Of doing it, go find somebody else.
Yeah,
but you've got to know that the world is going to come support you in being with you, that you're together. Focus on together. I'm together with the right people. I'm together with nurturing people that I can share time with. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
I got it. Yep. So
yep.
Is there anything else that I need to know?
I get to know. Because once
okay.
you practice this and know it, then you will know how to use your I Am presence.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because
okay.
I'm aware and I'm awake. So, and it's just every once in a while you got to go find somebody to give you some answers.
I do. So, you know, we, and the channel is saying, look at this experience you're having right now. You're not alone. The whole community is here with you. I'm here with you. We're taking this great ride together. See all
okay.
of life as that. You got it?
I do, and I thank you. That's
all right.
That's huge.
All right,
babe. Thank you,
it
ma'am.
Is. It's simple, guys, and it's huge. Kathy in Michigan, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to get you on. What's up?
Oh, yay. Welcome to Michigan. It's a beautiful day here. Thank you for taking my call.
It is. Thank you.
I have a question about the parallel trajectory.
Yes.
So when I see when I visualize that, I see something that's horizontal, like an equal sign.
Yep.
With God above me, and I'm the line below.
No. No,
okay,
take those parallel lines and turn them vertical.
That's the key that I was coming up with.
Yes, ma'am.
As a channel to, yes, okay, wonderful.
Good question. And then let's say we're the trajectory on the left, and
yes.
the all that is the trajectory on the right.
Yes.
You just reach over into the right and pull out of that everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And be the trajectory, the parallel, the worthiness, the equality of that trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And it's ongoing. It's just eternal.
Forever
and
ever
and
ever and ever and ever.
Awesome. Like a firework.
Yep. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Couldn't have picked a better word for me. I adore fireworks.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I'm new to the community, but not new to the work, and this is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. What a great question, Kathy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I love that we're attracting all these beautiful new people that are bringing in their beautiful questions and their, you know, that we're all waking up. No, oh boy, did they stop me midterm? That we are all awake together right now in this moment. And so it is, guys. Until we meet again, I am wellness. I am the light of love. And say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me more because I know that.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network,
You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.